guys. This is Taste Masters with your hosts, David and Wyatt. Hey guys, this episode, our dear friend Cody, who's a honorary Taste Master, who decided, has brought his favorite summertime variety pack, which is the Kona Brewing Wave Rider Variety Pack. Cody.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing this. Why did you bring this?
Well, so there's a lot of summer packs out there, but this one, I just feel like it was more summery than most of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Because of the island.
From the islands where it's summer all the time.
Yeah. So if I was going to be drinking a beer on a beach or at a pool, I'm going to want something light, maybe a little fruity.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
So that's why I went with this. I was pretty excited about it. So
you're feeling island vibes, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Question, Cody. Have you been to Hawaii?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Why? Have you been to Hawaii?
I don't remember. I was super, super young.
Okay. I mean, in another life, I feel like I've been to Hawaii, but not now.
Yeah.
I look Polynesian, but that's not really a thing. One day. Yeah. So I want to know your experience in Hawaii. What's Hawaii like?
Oh, my God. My first time in Hawaii, it just rained. So, I mean, still great. Yeah. Still jungly and green and cool. But it rained.
Jungly, green, and cool.
Rained.
I like that description.
Yeah, it was still fun. But then I went again to Kauai. And then, holy shit, weather was perfect. And I mean,
so
honestly, it's the only place I want to go back to. Like, if I'm on a vacation now, like, I'm just like, I'll just go to Hawaii. Because not much compares.
Is it kind of like a cop-out in a way where it's like the perfect place? Like, why go anywhere else in a way?
I guess it is. I mean, it's fun to, like, adventure in other places, but, like,
right.
Hawaii is, like, still America, so it's super safe and, like, all that.
Right.
But, like,
I was going to ask if you've tried other Pacific islands.
I've never been to another island.
No?
Have you, Wyatt?
I've been to several islands, but most of them in, like, the Caribbean, but never.
Right, because we did the episode where you brought the Caribbean beers back.
Yeah.
And you brought those beers and we tried those. Not bad, huh?
Yeah, it was cool. They had pretty good beer. I've never tried Hawaiian beer, so this will be fun.
Okay, what are you opening for us, Wyatt?
So I just started with their lager. They've got three beers that came in the pack. The Longboard Island Lager, Big Wave Golden Ale, and the Kona Light Blonde Ale.
I like all those names.
Yeah.
Cody, you're right. I think it sounds like an island in a pack.
Feels like summer.
All of the pictures on them have, like, the longboard obviously has a guy surfing on a longboard. Big Wave has, group of people using, like, one of those ocean canoes that has, like, a smaller canoe to the side.
Oh, yeah. Those are badass ones. Like, the Polynesian people, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah. Like Pacific Islander.
Pacific Islanders, yeah.
Canoes. Yeah. They are super sweet and, like, fucking ingenious.
And on Moana.
Travel around the islands.
Yeah.
Like, think, like, from, like, Tonga to, like, Fiji or, like, the Philippines.
And that's,
like,
not
dude,
a short distance,
huge,
dude.
Huge distances. Like, even how they would fit all the food they needed on those. Just amazing.
Amazing.
And somehow they made it to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which is even further.
Yeah.
Right.
God.
Yeah. You guys ever fought a Hawaiian before?
Why would I do that? Why?
It's the worst experience ever.
Well, now it's story time. Tell us about fighting a Hawaiian, Wyatt, please. For the love of God.
Most days I fight a Hawaiian or a couple Hawaiians. So the gym that I train at has a bunch of Hawaiian folks who train. I would say, like, the best jiu-jitsu player and arguably the best boxer in the gym is this Hawaiian guy named Connie. He's, like, the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Hawaiian. His name's Connie Correa. He goes by, like, the Hawaiian Lion sometimes.
Jesus Christ.
And he's had, like, quite a few MMA fights. Just this, like, badass, cauliflower-eared dude. And he doesn't practice Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He practices Hawaiian who hits you.
Oh, my God. I love that. Hawaiian who hits you.
Yeah.
Fuck,
it's true.
Rad.
He's a beast. Like, every time I roll with him, like, I could have, like, all of the best, other best people, like, trying to coach me, and I'm still just getting crushed by him. Like,
damn.
I've never rolled with him and lasted longer than, like, 3 minutes before tapping. Like, every time he boxes, like, he'll box with his hands straight down because he can move and, like, dodge punches so easily, and then just comes with, like, just mad punches. And, like, instead of throwing from, like, his face to someone else's face, like, shorter distance, he's throwing from, like, hands down by his hips and still getting inside people's guard. And
really? That's distance.
He's a warrior, like a Hawaiian warrior.
Right? No, he's a Hawaiian who hits you.
Dude, yeah.
I love that.
But Hawaiian people
are just badass fighters. Man, Max Holloway, one of my favorite UFC fighters. Mm-hmm.
And I wish secretly I was Hawaiian or Polynesian Islander or Pacific Islander.
Because everyone says
when my hair is in a ponytail that I look Pacific Islander. Like, yeah. One of my favorite things we've said before is not favorite things, but I have a lot of people come up to me and go, "Hey, what island's your grandpa from?" And I the island of Mexico. Like, you know, like, oh, not an island, but I guess. And I. It's nice because when Pacific Islanders look at me, they go, "Bullshit, you're not a Pacific Islander." And when Latinos look at me, they go, "You're kind of Latin, but you're kind of white. Like, what's going on here?" You know what I mean?
Right.
And but for some reason, everyone else just kind of assumes I look like Kenny G or a Pacific Islander.
When we first met, there was one guy who you said you looked like.
Yeah.
You're like, you told me.
Yep. So like, he used to play safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. His name was Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, that's
And Troy Polamalu is known for being a safety at, you know, the Steelers and for Head and Shoulders commercials. So towards the end of his career in his retirement, he did Head and Shoulders commercials where his hair is just like gorgeous and dropped down. Yeah. And him and I have this similar, very, very similar hair if my hair is done right, you know.
Yeah.
And my favorite was I have a picture of I met Weird Al because some people say you look like Weird Al, but mine's dark. Weird Al's kind of like a dark brown. So yeah. Weird and I have the same hair, and Weird Al kind of can't really grow a mustache. Like, I can't really grow a mustache. So yeah. If I ever try, people are like, "You kind of look like a Mexican Weird Al." And so I met Weird Al, and we took a picture side by side doing a mirror to each other, and It really does – we could be brothers.
We're pretty similar.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn it. And I had a family my grandmother just turned 80, and we had a family Zoom chat, and my uncles – all called me Kenny G the whole night. And I was like, well, I guess I got to accept it. So it's Kenny G, Troy Polamalu, and Weird Al. So he's like – or Elaine Benes from behind, which I'm not a huge fan of.
Oh, yeah.
Great show. But from behind, it's like, oh, you look like Elaine Benes. She's the chick off Seinfeld.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Big hair. Yeah.
And she's got gorgeous hair like us. And so – because Cody has great hair too. Cody's got Jesus hair. Wyatt, your hair's coming in nice. I like it, the waviness of it. So we're kind of long-haired guys, right? Anyway, back to beer. Jesus. So, Wyatt, you just opened the Longboard Island Lager, which is available year-round. So, there should be a description on the can, Wyatt. Give us the description.
Yeah. There's a short description here. The can is super cool. Like, I can't get enough of it.
Just, like, cool, like, cartoon drawing on there.
Like, dude surfing. I've always wanted to go surfing. Like, my dream. The can says how all has a picture of all the islands and like marked out where like different beaches are and stuff like that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so like labels. Thirst Up Waikiki Beach in Honolulu is the birthplace of longboard surfing. Kona Brewing pays tribute to this iconic place with our own Longboard Island Lager. A spirited, crisp, and refreshing brew, Longboard is a smooth ride all the way in. Brewing Liquid Aloha. Since 94. I like that.
I like that a lot. That's really rad. Good job, Cody. So this one, I got the – they have their bitterness on here on the website. 20 IBUs, 4.6 alcohol by volume, original gravity, 10.95, which is cool because most places don't post their specific gravity.
Yeah. They post their final gravity?
Original gravity. No, that's original gravity. Malts, they use pale. They use premium two-row. Hops, Mount Hood. I can't pronounce this one. Halotua. Sterling and Millennium. We've had Millennium before.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get us off the nose. Cody, what do you get off the nose here?
Not a whole lot. I mean.
Yeah, I'm like really searching for something there.
It's hard to find.
Anything on the nose.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Cup.
It's
like the inside of a cup.
Inside of a cup.
I don't know.
I mean, it's trying to get malty, but the malt. I kind of get a little bit of malt of the hop. Can't tell what hop it is. Yeah, I'm not familiar with these hops.
I don't really get any
hop and just like a tiny
interesting.
Biscuity
kind of. It's like that malt bready malt kind of.
Bread, yeah.
Like biscuit.
pretty clear. Off the nose.
Like biscuits in a can, kind of. Not like...
Biscuits in a plastic cup.
Yeah, like biscuits. Like the kind that you, like, pull the thing off and then twist.
Oh, the Pillsbury where you...
Snap
it
like
almost.
Pillsbury biscuits. Yeah, yeah. Because, like, they're... I mean, it's not like a whole wheat biscuit or, like, a sourdough biscuit. Because those have a little more flavor.
Right.
It's, like, just a basic white
bread
biscuit.
No, you're right.
Biscuit.
I like that.
Yeah.
On the taste, it's kind of floral. Do you guys get that?
Not really.
Hmm. Super simple for me.
It's...
Yeah.
Doesn't have a whole lot of body.
Yeah, not a ton of malt. And then just a little bit of, like, hop bitterness, but you don't get a ton of the hop...
Right.
Flavors. Like, it's just a tiny bit of hop bitterness, and then it's kind of gone.
That's why I get like, a floral biscuit. It ends nice. I think this will pair well with pizza.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
I'm not just saying because we're having pizza tonight, ironically, but, like, I legitimately think this will pair well with pizza. Because the pizza is something, in my mind, you want to wash down a pizza. In a way, it's kind of weird to say, but I think you wash it down. Because this is crushable.
Yeah.
Very crushable.
Yeah. There's something almost fruity, just like halfway through, and maybe that's what you're seeing as floral, because I could see it as floral as well.
It's something else.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm not familiar with the Mount Hood Sterling or Sterling hops, so maybe this has the pale malt though.
Pretty light, crushable, like basic lager.
It's a pretty pale gold lager.
A lingering some sort of like fruit there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm not quite sure what that is.
It's like a tropical fruit too. What is that?
So they and then one of the ones they have in this variety pack has mango in it.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know if they have, because you think Islander, like Cody was saying, you think more like girly-ish drinks, more passion fruit, more coconut, more island fruits, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the hops they use are from the island themselves, or has something that has kind of correlates with that tropical fruit vibe.
I wonder what kind of climate conditions, like, hops need to grow in.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean? Like, like certain plants grow in certain places, right? Like, you can't grow aloe vera in, you know, Siberia or fucking Alaska or whatever, unless you have a greenhouse. I wonder if, like, hops are the same way. Like, certain types of hops grow in specific regions better, like, I imagine.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, I wonder if it's too hot in Hawaii for hops, or I wonder if it's, like, the perfect temperature.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
I mean, the only way we can find out is travel and find out.
Yeah, fuck. Let's go ask to Hawaii and ask themselves around.
Cody, you down?
I'm down.
Come with Wyatt and I? All right, we're down.
Yeah. Dude, what is that fruit?
I don't know, man.
Dude, something. It's like a lighter.
Gonna have to
fruit.
Message Kona Brewing to see what's up. Well, speaking of which, let me go over what Kona Brewing is. So Kona Brewing is a Hawaiian, obviously, we talk about Hawaiian-based brewery. They've been here for over 20 years. Basically, let me just read the little thing real quick. And it's beautiful. Here at Kona Brewing Company, we know the future of Mother Earth depends on the way we treat her. So we brew our beer sustainably using solar energy to power our Big Island Brewery, on-site gardens to recycle our water, and even leftover grains to bake into our pizza crust for the Kalua Kona Brew Pub. We think the Earth is pretty great. Let's keep it that way. So
I like that.
For what it sounds like, they are – basically, it goes their father and son. So it's founded by a father and son, Cameron and Spoon Khaleesi. Excuse me. The pair had a vision to reflect the spirit, culture, and beauty of Hawaii. So this father-son combo came out, and now they're the best-selling craft beer, one of the best-selling craft beers in the world, and it's based out of Hawaii with Hawaiian roots. I know last episode we did Zalupes, which is a Mexican root beer.
Yeah.
Rooted beer, not root beer, but I like how they tried making their beer on with a Mexican taste, the ting. This one's doing, you know, classic domestic beers, beers with a Hawaiian ting to it. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Dude, what if Zalupes made a beer with, like, some chili, lime, and a little bit of jicama?
Oh, jicama.
And then they could call it a root beer.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah, or turnip. I mean, I feel like turnip serves the same purpose, but I'm more of a fan of jicama.
God damn you, Wyatt. God damn you.
It would have to be a lager because you got to represent that crispness of the jicama.
Makes sense, though, but I like the idea.
Dude, I think that's super cool about the brewery, though. I mean, like, being sustainable, growing their own gardens, reusing the stuff in the pizza crust, that's super cool. I love all of that.
But, I mean, you're making it and you're producing it, and whatever you're disposing of, you're actually turning it around and recycling it. That's really cool.
That appreciation and that love of nature. And it really shows it
the love for Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Like, that's true.
Plus, their beer so far, I mean, the one that we've had so far was good.
You just opened a second one. Why? Which one did you just open?
So, I just opened the Big Wave Golden Ale.
Okay.
Yeah. Similar can, except this one's like a nice blue. This is the one that has the canoe with like people paddling across a giant wave.
The badass one, like on the wave itself.
Yeah, on the actual wave. Huge wave. And the can says, catch a wave. This, the north shore of Oahu gets all the attention, as it should, but the waves of Makaha, I'm sorry, my Hawaiian language skills are terrible.
Same.
But the waves at Makaha are just as sweet. Our brewers wanted to make a beer that went down easy after a day out on the water. Big Wave is a beer for kicking back and talking story at sunset. It's a weird way to put that. And we're all about that. Also, on the can says, mahalo for drinking responsibly.
I love that.
Yeah.
This is, so far, Cody, great choice, brother.
Dude. Good job. I'm really pleased with this
great
selection.
Great can, great beer so far, beautiful story. I'm glad we're learning a lot about it. Oh, great vibes. We're feeling like brother vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing my slippers. Might mix later tonight. Like, that's the vibe I'm feeling right now. But I love at the end, because Cody kind of said the same thing. In the summertime, you just want to kick back and just drink something, you know, refreshing, crisp, light, easy. And they sit in the back of the can. Once you're out there riding the waves and you're just done, you just want something to drink at the end. Yeah. And then what they said is swap stories come sunset.
Dude, that's all I want to do.
Every day. Like, every day. Absolutely. I like that a lot.
Maybe eating one of their pizzas with the grains baked into the crust. Dude, this is – I'm really pleased with this selection so far. Like,
so far, so good.
Man, just good vibes.
So, and the brewery notes, they have 21 IBUs, so one point more IBUs, 4.4 ABV, original gravity 10.3. They use pale 2-row malts as well, and caramel 220 malts. Here's the one I'm curious about. They use Galaxy and Citra hops. So Citra, I like. I'm a big fan of Citra. But Galaxy, so far, I have not been a fan of Galaxy hops.
Yeah.
Every time we have Galaxy hops on here, it gives it to me. I can taste that butyric acid, that diapery taste.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know. I mean, this one came.
I mean, coming all the way from Hawaii. There's a lot of sun between here.
Well, we looked at that. There's a brewery in Portland. So it's on the can. Portland, Hawaii, and I believe Illinois.
It was on the box.
We're gonna have to look at that. But
there are Kona breweries there.
So the actual Kona Brewing is on the islands themselves, but they have manufacturing plants on the mainland as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and smell this. You guys smell this at all?
It smells good.
I get that Citra hop off the nose. Mm-hmm. It is right in the face. Absolutely. And the Citra hop is kind of got like a – imagine biting into an orange with a zest to it. That's how I can kind of get that. Zesty is the word for the Citra hops.
Ooh. A little bit of malt character, and then just like a nice kind of like bitterness.
It finishes pretty fast. It's pretty rounded, but it excites my tongue at the very beginning and kind of holds it and then ends. I don't know about you guys, I actually really like this one.
Super refreshing.
Yeah. I thought it'd be more of an IPA, and it is a golden ale.
Yeah.
It drinks at the beginning like an IPA, but it finishes like an ale.
I don't think it gets that bitter. That citra really comes through hard, and it's just
– and it ends.
It's citrusy. Dude, I get a little bit of lingering like lemon. For me, it's lemon. Citra hops for me are always lemony.
Gotcha.
But this is like almost like lime zest and then like a lemon kind of finish. And
like a lemon essential oil, not even like the zest, just super faint.
Do you know what I think will bring out that zest you're talking about is some seafood. I'm thinking some seafood off freshly caught mahi-mahi and lemon juice all over it. Boom. Right.
That would be solid.
I think that would bring out the hop character.
Yeah, for sure.
Straight up. Grilled, charred, right there on an open fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, this beer would be perfect for that right now. Right after a long day of attempting to serve, I do that in quotes because I can't surf and I don't think I can.
Long day just sitting on the beach, honestly, just, is fine.
Yeah,
with me.
Beach. Anywhere with fun. Sun and it's going to, you're going to be worn out and need a beer.
Well pleased with this. Available year round. I'm very pleased with that.
This one's even better than the last one, and I thought the last one was really good.
And this one has more hop to it.
Dude, no like significant off flavors either.
Which surprises me. You think this was canned in the end of last year.
Wow.
So I'm curious. I'm surprised that this held as well as it has.
Dude, it's super refreshing. I feel like I just drank like sparkling water almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, like it's just so refreshing.
Well done, Cody.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed with your choice. This is why you're an honorary tastemaster. Yeah.
This almost reminds me of like a citrus LaCroix.
Mm.
Like just a tiny, tiny bit of malt. And there's just a tiny hint of citrus.
Right.
But just, I mean, mostly just refreshing. And like crushability scale.
Oh, man.
Dude, like 9.
I give it 8.5. Because I think that hop, if you drink a lot of it, because I've had, what, half a glass now, I think that hop kind of lingers. And to me, for me personally, the more hop it has, the more lingering it is, and the more it's like, it's almost palate wrecking to a way. And I kind of just don't want anything else.
I don't think there's enough hop in there to do palate wrecking. I feel like I would use that to cleanse my palate.
Interesting.
Because it's just so like, just a tiny bit of like citrus refreshing and then just kind of done.
Right.
It's just super refreshing. Like I could drink that all day. I wouldn't even wait till the end of the day. Like that's like up there in the refreshing scale with sparkling water. And I feel like water is whatever, like nice when it's hot, but even more nice than water is like cold sparkling water. I don't know why I feel like that's more refreshing.
I agree.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. That's how refreshing this is. This is probably the most crushable beer I think we've had on here.
That's beautiful. Wow. Nice. I mean, and we both have all worked a hard day today. We both, you know, it's kind of towards the end of the day. We're kind of tired. And this is kind of what they describe at the very end where it's like, you know, we should have you play on the beach all day or whatever and be in the sun and then have like, I just want a beer at the end of the day. Because like for some reason, beer brings people together. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who you are across the bar or across the table. But for some reason, if there's a beer in front of us, we're automatically great friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like how many times have you gone to a place and you've had a beer and it doesn't matter who the stranger is next to you or across from you.
You can talk to him.
You can talk to him because you have something in common. That's beer. Yeah. And that's, again, probably the beauty that I want to, you know, push more towards is beer is good.
Yeah, the camaraderie that it can bring.
Beautiful, yeah, absolutely. And it should be shared throughout the world. It's kind of an unspoken language, but it's a language in and of itself. I like that.
Yeah. But Cody, where'd you get this?
Smith.
God damn, easy. Smith's and Harmon's for the win right now.
Dude, I think next time I go buy beer for like a party or get together barbecue, I don't care. This is what I'm buying. I'm already like planning in my mind, like, cool, I know like UFC fights, we get together and like drink some beer and watch the fights, and that's where I hang out with like a lot of like Connie, for example. I'm bringing this for him next time.
And that's beautiful because you're someone who typically likes the traditional German style beers brewed from Mexicans in a way. Like,
well, I've always
Modelos,
brought
Pacificos, right?
I always bring Modelos, and someone else always brings Coronas, and we're always drinking
Corona
Mexican lagers.
And that's what you guys seem to be drinking. And that's to me, it's like we're having a fire watching the Super Bowl, bring Mexican lagers, right? But
this fits that same slot for me.
I think it's like a notch in a crafted way, notch above that.
In a crafted way.
I think they're different for different crowds. I feel like for that crowd that like I go to watch the fights with, I think we're drinking Mexican lagers because that's probably the most crushable thing we can find. I think this is more crushable, but like if I were on a beach in Mexico, I would opt for a Mexican lager over one
absolutely
of these. Like these bring to mind like kind of like more of that like jungly, like rainforest kind of like hot weather,
almost humid,
like waves crashing, super humid.
Yeah.
And like Mexican lagers, I'm like dry desert
sun,
like, let's get down on a
hot
like cactus and rattlesnakes and fucking desert tortoise kind of drink, you know, like that's what that's what that brings to mind, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
Whereas this brings to mind like big waves crashing and like maybe a ukulele in the background and
yeah,
That's all of that is brought to mind. And maybe it's just the imaging on the cans.
And maybe it is because the vibe that Kona Brewing's bringing to us through their fucking beer is what, in my mind, a craft beer should do. It's speaking to us in an artistic way where it's like, here's the vibe, here's us, here's our love for what we do. We're going to try to share it. Because people are brewing this in Hawaii, if not, you know, in Portland. But nonetheless, we're in Utah at the moment. That's still hundreds of miles, maybe thousands of miles away from us. And they're creating something across the world or another side of the planet, giving it to us, and then we're getting that vibe. In this room, we all have that vibe. And that's weird. That's awesome to me.
Yeah. I feel like I could be holding like a shell up to my ear and here in the ocean.
I should be laid right now.
It's a similar feeling with drinking this beer. So this one's the Kona Light Blonde Ale.
I'm most excited about this one.
99 calories. Dude, I thought that you and David would like this one the most.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because Cody and you both are huge, huge fans of like the ultralight beers, St. Archer Gold kind of stuff.
Okay.
Right?
For crushability and like just kind of conveniency.
For crushability and like hanging out by the pool and stuff like that. Like you guys are looking for the most crushable beer. I think I looked at this one. I was like, I'll bet that's the one that they like the most. Plus, it has mango in it. And I know you're a big fan of mango.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah. I wonder how much you can taste it. But this looks like such a light beer. Like this looks like it competes with the St. Archer Golds, Michelob Ultra.
It is hella light. I mean, look at that. It's like very golden straw. Very golden straw.
This one says, soak it all in. A day well lived deserves a refreshing light beer that captures the golden hour of island life in every sip. So sit back and soak it all in, knowing you are exactly where you want to be. One life, right?
Their descriptions are fucking spot on.
Whoever's marketing this.
Killer.
Beautiful.
Great job.
If I ever make beer this good, come market for me. God damn. Jesus Christ.
Doesn't smell like anything to me, though.
Mango off the nose.
Oh, you're getting mango?
Oh, yeah.
Very much mango.
I don't think I can taste mango. I really don't. Every time you guys are like, oh, it smells like mango.
Okay, that's funny because you gave me a seltzer today that had mango in it, and all I tasted was stevia.
That's it.
It was just sugar. Like, no.
Mango.
No, it didn't have mango in it. I think we need to like cut a mango itself and then have dried mango and then kind of meet that way.
Dude, you know what we should do? We should get every beer we can find that says it has mango flavor.
And see which one has the best mango?
And have all of those while having fresh and dried mango.
That's an episode for the jalapeno.
For your pleasure.
There you
That's
go.
Like her favorite.
That'd be a great one.
God damn, now we gotta do it.
Maybe a mango seltzer too? Fuck, who knows?
Who knows? But this one, the Kona Light Blonde Ale, 18 IBU, so it's the lowest bitterness so far. 4.2 ABV, malts, pale malt and caramel malt. Hops, Millennium, Mosaic, and Armorio. And special ingredients, mango added. You guys get mango off the nose?
That
Mosaic hop? I get the Mosaic hop. I'm familiar with Mosaic hop enough that I get that. It's kind of got like – Mosaic hop has that kind of – it's citrus but without the zest. The last one, Citra, had the zest to it. A Mosaic doesn't have the zest, but it has kind of like that orangey-ness to it.
It's really pleasant to me. Just nice.
Oh, I like this. I like this a lot. A light enough malt built where the hops aren't overpowering, but that mango comes in and finishes off sweetness.
Yeah.
What do you think, Wyatt, on the sweetness of the mango?
Oh, I think it tastes like very nice seltzer water. I get some TV static, maybe some AM radio chatter.
I like how you explain the seltzer. And I wish you would have told me that on the seltzer episode we did with Cody's wife, Naya. But drinking a seltzer, like one that's very carbonated, you kind of get like a TV static-y taste.
Yeah.
And ever since you told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And so the fact that you're saying that this one has kind of a TV static-y taste to it, after you said that, I can get that now.
It tastes like a seltzer to me. Like I get just a tiny hint of, I would say, some sort of tropical fruit. I don't think I could identify it as mango. I guess I'm not familiar enough with mango.
But it's just like lingering
tropical fruit. Just a little, just a tiny bit of tropical fruit. Much like the first one, just a tiny bit of tropical fruit.
When they said the golden hour, you know, the golden moment of the island life, you know, that the golden hour where the sun's just perfect. this beer kind of in a way captures it for me, is kind of weird, right? Like, I'm getting visual, you know, receptions from a beer, which is interesting. And I like that it's invoking that feeling towards me. But going again, I think, and maybe I'm going on a whim here, but I think seafood for all three of these beers would be the perfect pairing for. For this one, I think it would be like a mango chutney on top of it.
Yeah, on top of like swordfish.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm in a seafood mood now. But yeah. I think seafood in these beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. I've been very pleased.
I could even go as far as to say like seared ahi tuna steaks.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I think the mango will complement it real well. I really do.
Yeah. And I think with the mango chutney, that would be pretty solid. And then, I don't know, like some white rice or poi or something.
So,
like that.
Yeah, let me read you some more of their beers. We only have three of their beers. They have much more, okay? They have the Gold Cliff IPA, which features real pineapple along with bright tropical fruits from the Mosaic and Citra hops. So it has both hops we tried, but together, which I think is beautiful. Then they have, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but the Hanalei Island IPA, which is their hoppy IPA for a tropical Hawaiian twist with passion fruit and orange.
Mm.
Sounds great. Then they have seltzers, tropical punch, star fruit, strawberry guava, passion fruit, orange guava. Like, that's their seltzers.
I want to try all of the things you just listed.
Absolutely. Then they have some limited special releases. Fire Rock Pale Ale, that's copper collared ale with roasted malts and a selection of premium hops. Castaway IPA. Wilson. And then they have Island Colada Cream Ale, which is inspired by the piña colada and brewed with real coconut and pineapple. That's the one I want.
I
want
to drink that every day.
Absolutely. Wilson. And Mai Tai Wheat Ale. I want that as well.
Oh, man.
Then they have the Hibiscus Brute IPA. Then they have another variety pack.
How the fuck do we find these?
I don't know. And they have the Island Hopper. Hawaii. So it says on their website, it says available year-round. So now we just got to keep an eye out for Kona Brewing Company.
Yeah.
So we got the Wave Rider Variety Pack, which has these three beers in here. The Island Hopper has four beers in there. The Big Wave Golden Ale, which we've had. The Longboard Island Lager, which we've also had. But they also have the Castaway IPA and the Kua Bay IPA. Boom.
I want to try their IPAs. I wonder how the hops
hold up. And I'm curious to know, I would like to reach out to Kona and see how, if they use hops on the island or not.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
They grow them.
Maybe. All three, ultra refreshing, phenomenal. Cody, thank
great
you.
Great choice, Cody.
Great choice.
You're fucking welcome. Cody Davis, guys, with the win.
Fucking Cody Davis. You fucker.
But Cody, thank you for bringing these beers. Great choice, and I hope we can share these beers with you at a pool sometime here soon, or on the island itself.
Yeah, let's go to a fucking beach.
Absolutely. I'm okay with that.
What are you doing? Let's start driving.
Absolutely. But, again, beautiful Kona Brewing.
Yeah, I'm pleased.
You guys see Kona Brewing out there, grab it. It's a must-have. It's the craft brew. It's outside of Utah, but it's Hawaii, and they're doing great stuff out there.
Yeah, craft Hawaiian beer. It's awesome. Super, super. I'm really pleased.
I can't think
of the variety packs.
This one's probably the winner.
I think this is my favorite.
I think this
is not the one I thought would be my favorite because it's three light beers, and I'm not usually like, let's crush some light beers, but this is.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a bad beer in there, and there was no like off flavors in any of them. There wasn't really anything to like be like, I didn't like.
The first time we liked Galaxy Hops, which I have every time we've brought Galaxy Hops on, diapery.
Yeah.
Cody Davis, goddamn you.
If you're looking for a super complex craft beer, don't get this pack. But, like, if you just want some crushable summer beers.
And that's what we're going for, the best summer.
Drink this over your Bud Lights or your Michelob Ultras or your St. Archer Gold. Like, drink this because this is good craft beer from a craft brewery who's doing awesome things like sustainability and
just kind of putting
good vibes out there. Yeah. Yeah,
the reason why we did this three episode kind of variety pack sample is to find the best, in our opinion, the best summertime variety pack. And Cody, you won. I think hands down, Wyatt and I agree that you brought the best summertime.
Dude, congratulations! Pack. You get to buy us more beer and take us to dinner.
So feel free to bring us
that's my prize
more beer anytime.
You get a barbecue for us and bring the beer.
All right,
you get
to
drink
I'll
from
do
the
it.
Fire hose. A little Weird Al reference there. podcast that. But I'm just blown away, and I'm very pleased. So thank you again, Cody.
Yeah.
Why, do you have anything else for us? Cody, anything else for us?
Nope.
Till the next beverage, bro.
Until the next brother. See ya, brothers. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of the Tastemasters. Like us, follow us, share us, tell your friends. Next time you have a drink, tell us about it. Drink it, you know, let us know what it tastes like. Tell us if we should try something new. You can find us at tastemastersdrink.com. You can also find us on Instagram at the_tastemasters, or on Facebook, we are the Tastemasters. Thanks for listening again.